Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another great edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio on this Monday morning. Oh, my gosh, it's the 12th of September 2022, almost at that halfway point in September as we start entering fall. And oh, yes, we are now in the heart of hurricane season. This is a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, and Private Officer International, and we have a lot to talk about today. But before I go any further, let me just say that my heart is heavy as we pass another anniversary of 9/11 yesterday. Although it's been 21 years ago, it doesn't seem that long ago to me. And many other first responders and those who have lost loved ones during that tragedy. And I hope that we will never forget. Each of you play a very important role in the security of our country. You may not realize it, or you may not even take it to heart. But whether you're a private security officer, a public safety officer at a college or university, a private or public law enforcement officer, or somewhere in between, each one of us is a chain. Each one of us is a link in that chain. Each one of us is a component, a very important aspect to keeping our country, our world, our community safe. And I hope that you'll take that job as serious as it's meant to be. As for this program, we have a lot of information to share with you. If you have not already noticed, we have been already in the last month or so, we've already started on a new aspect to our service, and that is to alert the public and our members and those in private security and law enforcement, public safety throughout the country. When a person is on the run and wanted for the death of a law enforcement officer or a security officer, we are sending out those BOLOs via both our email system at Constant Contact as well as through our social media chains. And we've just begun using text messaging. If you would like to be included, send us your phone number at helpdesk@privateofficer.com and your email information, and we will send you BOLOs as they're made known to us. The other aspect that is very important to share with you today is that we're getting ready to do a very important three-part series, first here on the radio program and then on the street. We're taking this new training that has to do with civil disorder and street patrol to the street. What's the name of it, you say? Well, that's easy. It's called Street Patrol, Civil Disorder. We're going to be teaching hands-on scenario-based training as often as we can and as far as we can. If your company would be interested, please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. This week will be part one of a three-part training and really just sharing the knowledge and the information of all the stuff that we're seeing over the last 3 years with you, and then turning that three-part series into a physical in-person training. Remember, we've got a lot of things happening. We'll be discussing it here again shortly. We have the officer awards happening. That has ended, but we're going to extend that another 7 days. We have the memorial services coming up. Later on, we'll be talking about our chapters and so much more that is happening here at Private Officer International, and we're glad that you are part of it. We're glad that you're here listening to the show so that we can kind of educate you as to what's happening in the field as well as being an informative aspect. And that's why we share all the news. That's why we keep track of all the statistics and so much more. Like I said, We do. We have a lot going on here, and we're glad that you're listening in, whether that's live or you're streaming it on iHeartRadio or one of the other platforms that we use. 27 platforms now carry our radio broadcast. No, we're not a podcast. A podcast is pre-recorded. It doesn't include commercials and is basically flat. We're a radio show, and it's about to get a whole lot bigger on our new streaming platform, which we'll be talking about in today's radio show.
We have a lot of news and we have a lot of information, like always, to share with you here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. And remember, you can send us your news tips and information, helpdesk at privateofficer.com, helpdesk at privateofficer.com. And I just want to remind you that right now, for the next few days until the 10th of September, we are taking nominations for the Private Officer Awards ceremony. We do this every year. You can nominate your coworkers, your supervisor, manager, company owner, or even yourself, law enforcement, or anyone else for doing a good job, saving a life, making a good arrest or detention, or a whole slew of other things. If you haven't received that nomination form, you simply go to privateofficer.org/awards. And there's a nomination form and link right there on that page. Or if you don't see it, email helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. They are there 24/7. Nope. We don't sleep. Never, never, ever sleep. And we're available 365 days a year. Very exciting news. If you are a business owner and you need employees for the next 3 months, September, October, November, okay, 4 months, we're going to advertise your help wanted free of charge. That's right. If you need help, if you're hiring any place in the country or Canada, we will announce those openings and information and your company help wanted ads right here to our tens of thousands of listeners, and also spread the word on all of our social media platforms for $0. We're not going to charge you. Send your information to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We will not only post it on our social media, we'll put it out as well on all of our other platforms and, of course, on our radio show, which we broadcast several times a week. We are here to support and help the private security and private law enforcement industry, public safety, loss prevention, organized retail crime investigators, private investigators, and law enforcement, public law enforcement. And we want to be able to be a blessing to not only our members, but to the industry, to the folks on the front line. And that's why we call ourselves the voice of the frontline protector. So contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And remember that anytime, day or night, that you can be part of our conversation, you can go to facebook.com/Private Officer International. Twitter.com/Private Officer. You can read our breaking news that comes out every day fresh, never stale, at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. We've got a lot going on, and if you're not a member of Private Officer International, you can join right now for just $99 for a lifetime membership. That is dirt cheap. It is worth four times that much. Go to privateofficer.org. Up at the top, you'll see on the left-hand side a flashing button that says specials or something like that. And you can click on there and take advantage of that $99 lifetime membership. If you join right now, we have an extra special benefit for you. We're going to give you a free online course, a 10-week course at no charge, valued at $319. join Private Officer International today. Now, the other way, if you are already a POI member, that's great. We appreciate it. The other way that you can get a free course is you can donate to the Private Officer Memorial Benevolent Fund. Just go to privateofficer.org/officerdown. When that page comes down, there'll be a page for Benevolent, and you'll be able to donate right there or contact Help Desk at privateofficer.com. You can donate one time, or you can do a monthly donation like some folks and companies do, which we really appreciate, because all of these services that we do are not free. People kind of forget that. They kind of think that, oh, they're free, but they're not. We might not charge for them, but somebody somewhere along the way is paying for it, most of the time me. All of the news that we do, which is more than 100 hours of curating news every week, not every month or every 2 months or every year, no, every week, 7 days a week, holidays included, somebody is curating the news, somebody is answering those emails, somebody is answering the phone, somebody is assisting the families of security officers injured or killed in the line of duty. And, of course, it takes money. It takes money to employ people. It takes money to operate a business, much of which we give our services away. Are you a business owner? How much of your business do you give away every day? Nothing. How much do you give away every month? Nothing. How much do you give away every year? Nothing. Oh, no, we do a lot for our community. How much are you spending to provide these free services to your community, you see? Donate, please, to privateofficer.org/officerdown. There's a link there for you to donate. If you're a member and you donate today more than $50, we will give you a free online course valued at $319. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about that streaming platform that we've been talking about now for over a year. We are now so close, so close. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. We'll be right back.
What do you wish for? A nice life? Nice things? Or do you wish for something more? A sense of purpose? Do you wish to discover a cure, to write code that cracks an unsolvable question, to further our exploration into space, or to invent something that changes everything right here on Earth? Well, if that's your wish, make yourself ready. Because when you look back, you'll see that you didn't just make wishes, you realized them.
Be a long one, another graveyard shift, as he says goodbye to his wife and kids. It's been his life just like his dad's, driving away under the weight of the badge. He's seen it all in his 15 years, watching our backs, facing our fears. Lord knows it ain't.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Welcome back to the Private Officer Beat Radio. Once again this week, we're faced with having to discuss, announce, and try to reason for such a large increase in security and private police officer deaths, homicides, assaults, attacks, ambushes, and for the lack of media attention or even the attention of our largest contract security firms, Allied Universal being the prolific, prominent, most prominent global provider of contract security, and yet they have said nothing, even when their own 19-year-old security officer was murdered just days ago in Baltimore, Maryland, while on patrol of a university. Of course, he was unarmed. He had no body armor. He had no real training. The state of Maryland has minimal requirements as far as regulatory training requirements and licensing. And it doesn't seem to me like a whole lot of people is interested in knowing the facts. They're not interested. But here are the facts that have been calculated by Private Officer International for 2022 so far between January 1st and August the 31st. We have confirmed 73 security officers have been murdered. At one point, it looked higher than that, but some of those deaths were the result of medical emergencies and not homicides. 309 security officers have been shot. In August of this year, we lost a dozen security officers to gunfire. Several others died of COVID-19. Yes, COVID-19 is still around and people are still dying from the effects of it. Several others had medical emergencies while on duty, and several, two others, died in motor vehicle crashes. We continue to see this trail of violence. We continue to see security officers just killed senselessly with little to no warning. Now, in contrast, the National Fraternal Order of Police this past week announced that at the end of August, there had been 234 police officers shot so far in 2022. So you can see that by a large margin, private security officers have been shot more often. The FOP also announced that there had been a 6% increase in the numbers of officers shot from 2021, and we have seen at least a 12% increase. And so far, of those shot this year, 45 were killed by gunfire. This is from the FOP, 45 police officers. As you can see, 73 security officers were murdered so far this year. 309 have been shot. We need to use these numbers for a good comparison and for us to be able to look at something similar to see whether or not the number of injuries and shootings and murders of security officers are way off the chart or similar to other frontline first responders who work in similar environments as private security and private law enforcement. And as you can see, once again, hands down, private security is more, not as much dangerous, but more dangerous than being in law enforcement. And we have preached this for many years, and we have given the reasons and statements of why, obviously, most security officers are unarmed. Most security officers work alone. Most security officers do not have much training, if any at all. Most security officers have no communication, can't call for backup, can't call for assistance. Most security officers don't know what to do, don't know who to turn to, don't even know most of the time what their job is other than report, observe and report, although we know that never really was a thing. And what's happening today is that as our society becomes more vicious, more violent, more organizations and more organized groups of people targeting law enforcement and private security, now is not the time for us to have unarmed, untrained, single man assignments. It just isn't. When you're working in high-risk environments, you need to have staff that's prepared. And again, without spending, you know, the next 60 days or 100 days trying to explain this one more time, I understand that clients dictate what type of training, what type of armament, what type of manpower, what type of staffing, what type of hours will be mandated for that particular property. But on the other hand, it's the security company that mandates whether or not they should take that property, whether or not they should take that contract, whether or not it's too high risk for what the client is asking. I would not, in some environments, take a contract without having 3, 4, 5, 6 security officers per shift if it's so high risk and high violent. We have a responsibility, I believe, as business owners to make sure that our employees are not put in a high-risk situation without the proper gear, equipment, training, communication, support, backup, et cetera, et cetera. And we definitely have a responsibility to their family not to get them killed. 73 security officers murdered, confirmed so far in 2022. 309 confirmed shot. These are only the numbers we know about. And as we state here at Private Officer International over and over again, as good of a job as we do picking up these statistics and finding the news and curating it for all of you, we know that we're missing. We're missing some. We're missing numbers. We're missing people. I just found myself yesterday looking at a couple of news articles in Houston, Texas, the name of a security officer who had been murdered in February at a game room. Well, up until yesterday, we just had him down as a John Doe, unidentified, because the media doesn't report it. Well, now they've made an arrest in that murder, and now the media reports the security officer's name who was murdered, as well as the suspect who was arrested. When we come back, we want to talk about our platform, our new streaming platform, the programs, how you can get involved. Again, we'll talk today about some of the upcoming training, and we've got a lot of breaking news. Thanks for being with us here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
On that vest, spin that radio on, pin a star in the chest. explosion. And I remember just opening my eyes, and I got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery. What's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Turn around, don't drown, your car is not a boat. Turn around, don't drown, your car, it will not float. So when the water starts to rise, open your eyes, have yourself a plan. Use your head and think, don't let your dreams sink, it's just that easy you can. Turn around, don't drown, your car is not a boat.
Across America and here along the Gulf Coast in Baldwin and Mobile counties, more than 75% of all firefighters are volunteers. They spend their time helping others. Around the clock, many of our volunteers respond from home, from work, and from the fire station. But just like businesses all around the country, it's becoming more and more difficult to recruit firefighters. If you want to truly help your community and make a difference, I encourage you to reach out to your local volunteer fire department here along the Gulf Coast or anywhere in the country and volunteer your time today. Unlike 20 or 30 years ago, volunteer firefighters are professional firefighters, professionally trained firefighters and many times EMTs and paramedics. Please help your community, donate some of your time, and you'll not only make a difference, but you'll feel good about it. I know. I've been a volunteer firefighter, EMT paramedic, and law enforcement most of my life. Please reach out today, and thank you. Across the country, there's a new 3-digit emergency number if you're feeling suicidal, if you're experiencing a life crisis. 988 is now the 3 digits that you can dial, just like 911 across the country. You'll connect with mental health professionals, and the 988 number will connect you with the Crisis Lifeline, formerly known as the National Suicide Prevention Line. Veterans can press 1 after dialing 988 to connect directly to the Veterans Crisis Lifeline, which serves our nation's veterans, service members, National Guard, and Reserve members, and those who support them. For text, veterans should continue to text the Veterans Crisis Lifeline, short code 838255. Too many people experience suicidal crisis or mental health-related distress without the support and care that they need. But you're not alone. Simply pick up the phone and dial or text 988. Someone will answer that phone who is caring, understanding, and there to help you. 988, there is hope. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, and Private Officer International. We are the voice of the frontline protectors. And unfortunately, in the last 4 days, the numbers of fatal security officers killed in the line of duty has again gone up. And usually over the weekend, we see one or two. Now we have seen four, including a man who had worked for the same company for almost four decades. Four decades. He was a faithful employee. Four decades. He put his life on the line for his company, the clients of the company, and even, some might say, the community. It was during a tragic robbery in California, all over money, the security officer lost his life during an ambush and a robbery that went bad. And the Garda World security officer, who's yet to be identified by the media or law enforcement, lost his life after almost four decades, 40 years of service. It happened in San Leonardo, California. He was either delivering or picking up money when this happened at the Kaiser campus at 2500 Merced Street in San Leandro, California. It is tragic that someone who had done so much for his employer, for the security industry, still has not been identified. And as I said a few moments ago, not even the largest of professional, quote unquote, security organizations, associations, or companies have said anything in the media that we can find. If you see something, send it to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. But he lost his life protecting the assets of his employer without even as much as a recognition of his name in the media, without any company or any organization that has anything to do with private security coming forward saying, oh my gosh, this is tragic. How? Why? We can't let this continue on. And yet, no one has done that. A security officer is dead in Georgia. And a second security officer in California who, again, we're still waiting for confirmation because it was all of 4.5 sentences in the news about this homicide. We are well on the way of 100 plus security officers being murdered this year. And maybe another few dozens dying from medical emergencies, COVID, accidents, and miscellaneous deaths while on duty. How can we ignore these tragic and yet preventable deaths of frontline protectors, of security officers? Why isn't anyone coming forward? If you have any information about this security officer or any other who has died in the line of duty, please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com as we begin to initiate some of the memorial services. We want to recognize him by name, not by somebody who's unidentified. Tragically, this will happen again, probably sooner than later. And tragically, it will all but go unnoticed. Just a few days after that shooting of the Garda World security officer, another Garda World security officer was shot during another armored truck robbery. This one survived. I'm not saying that the armored truck industry needs to be reviewed, but they do. Going from three armed, heavily armed security officers on a truck with shotguns and later on with semi-automatic rifles, down to, in some cases, only one person per security van picking up or delivering cash. It's not safe. It's a disaster in the making. It's a murder that's going to happen. It's a shooting that's going to occur. It's an injury that's preventable. And yet, who will come forward and make those changes? We have a lot of other things in the news. I want to get to a few of those. And if you're hearing noise in the background, we do have some folks in the studio working today. Even though we are in seclusion, you may be hearing a little bit of stirring around. We apologize for any of that noise. Let's look at what else is popping up of importance. Everything's important, really, in the news. We're going to do a whole radio show coming up about why news is so important and how you can use it for a multitude of different things. Be sure to be listening for that. A family in Washington, D.C. has filed a lawsuit against a area security company by the name of LGC Security, as well as suing D.C. KIPP, D.C. Honor Academy, after a 9-year-old boy came out of the school at the time that they were supposed to leave, saw his mother's vehicle parked across the street and thought she was in the car and ran across the street and got hit by a car. He died several days later, and now the parents are grieving, and they're suing the security company saying that they should have prevented the child from running across the street. We don't know what their post duties were. We don't know the guidelines of what they were supposed to be or not supposed to be doing. And we are going to be tracking this because this is a very important case that could actually become case law for other civil lawsuits. In Macon, Georgia this weekend, a security officer is in grave critical condition after being shot in the head at a nightclub. Police there know who did it, but no arrests have been made. A security officer in Riverhead, New York, at a medical center there, was assaulted. Police made an arrest. The U.S. Marshal's Office tracked down Derek Tuck, 44, and charged him with felony second-degree assault. Today, we will be doing a first of a kind. We're doing a three-part series called Street Patrol, and I think this is going to be extremely relevant. It is very relevant in what we're doing currently, but here in Greenwich Village, New York, things there, very upscale area, by the way, things there have gotten so bad that the police can't keep on top of it. So now they have hired armed security officers to patrol West 4th up to the 6th block. And the association of that area has hired Black Tie Protection Services to put uniformed armed security to control the drug dealing, the panhandling, the smoking of crack, public defecation, and so much more that has turned their upscale community into a dump. And we're seeing a lot more of this, and we'll be bringing that up during our three-part series. In Douglasville, Georgia, just west of the city of Atlanta, after a massive mall disturbance involving mall security, and a large group, about 100 teenagers. Douglasville Police Chief has come forward in the media telling parents, mall security is not there to raise your child, and neither are we. We're not there to replace parental supervision, get your kids under control, or pick them up at the jailhouse. And we're seeing malls where business is actually decreasing, but violence, including gang activity, is increasing. And this is one of those situations where mall security is in the middle and, again, understaffed, undertrained, unarmed. You know, this is a difficult situation to be in. I told you a moment ago about a second armored truck robbed. This happened to be in Carrollton, Texas. Four people are in custody, including two juveniles. It happened Thursday at the Bank of America. Police say that four persons from the state of Mississippi drove to Texas to commit an armored truck robbery. Another Garda World armored van. They were involved in the robbery shooting. Police were able to catch up and take those four people down. Two adults and two juveniles were don't know how they're related, but police have actually released their name. Katron Pittman, 17, Gary Taylor, 17, Raphael Gill, 40, and Lily McCoy, 43, all of Mississippi, and they're currently still in custody. A Jacksonville, Florida police officer has been arrested. This is a charge of fraud after he was contracted to provide off-duty security service for a business, but never did. The Sheriff's Department says that the deputy identified in the press release has been a deputy or a police officer there for 6 years. Donzello Solomon has been charged with fraud and theft of services and official misconduct in that case. We saw a press release this past week coming out of Corpus Christi, Texas. Police there now can talk directly with school security, according to Khyber County Sheriff Richard Kirkpatrick. His department has issued security in all of the schools, non-sworn security, radios where they can link and talk directly to the law enforcement officers and dispatchers without having to call 911. They say that this is of utmost importance, especially during an active shooter or any crisis. In Montgomery, Maryland, police there have cracked a 51-year-old cold case involving a security officer who is also a special deputy sheriff. Larry David Smith, also known as Larry David Becker, has been arrested in Montgomery County in the murder a special deputy, James Tappan Hall, which occurred in 1971. Hall, working security for the Manor Country Club, stumbled into a possible residential burglary. The 53-year-old officer was later discovered in the club's parking lot, lying face down with a gunshot wound. Cold case investigators were able to come up with some information that led them to someone who had privately been interviewed and previously said he had nothing to do with it. He's now been charged with murder in this case. A non-sworn school security officer in Duval County, Florida, that's Jacksonville, Sean Lorenzo Gulfin, has been charged with sex crimes. The Atlantic Beach Police said he's facing charge of lewd and lascivious battery, encouraging or enticing a person under the age of 16 to engage in sexual activity. Police are not saying whether this involved a student at the school where he was working at. An Atlanta area security officer has been shot during a vehicle burglary, station 464 apartments. Security officer was on patrol. This happened 2 days ago. He found several people breaking into some cars in the parking lot. When he approached them, one of the suspects shot him. The security officer is in good condition. However, no arrests have yet been made in this case. We have sent out a press release and a news alert a few days ago. The head of the state agency that regulates private security companies in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that's where they're based out of, they oversee all security companies and officers in the state of Louisiana, has been charged with several felonies. According to police, Bridget Hall, 37, was in the middle of a drug transaction with a man that police already was looking for. She faces gun charges and drug charges, and she has been fired from her position at the Louisiana State Board of Private Security Examiners and currently is out on an $85,000 bond. A former security officer at a Richmond, California cannabis warehouse was acquitted this past week of murdering a homeless man and another charge of attempted murder and arson. Norbert Rodriguez Rios, 35, was found not guilty of murdering Francisco Carrillo or shooting a second man in the October 27, 2018 incident. Jurors also acquitted him of felony arson in connection with a tent fire that preceded the shooting. They have found him innocent of all charges. A contract security company on patrol of the Chicago Transit Authority last week helped police round up a man who was carrying a ghost gun. Security noticed the man loading the gun on a train, notified police. The man tried to escape through several cars there on the train, but later was captured. Security and law enforcement say that there was a loaded ghost gun on him with an extended magazine in his waistband. A round was chambered, and he has been placed under arrest. A security officer suffered a broken jaw at a brawl in Jersey City. This was downtown on the waterfront at 9:45 p.m. Thursday. He radioed for assistance. One man has been arrested. The security officer has since been released. Remember, if you see news happening involving private security or law enforcement, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com, and we'll be sure to share it with all of our followers and members. A Colton High School security guard is in custody, charged with an inappropriate relationship with a student. He's in custody in San Bernardino, California. Police say it happened at the Slover Mountain Continuation High School. 35-year-old Jonathan Ray Cardillo of Colton is in custody. He's being held on a $250,000 bond. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about street patrol and how, in today's environment, this is not only risky, and there's several things that make it risky. It's very popular these days to hire private security for street patrol. And we're talking about patrolling business districts, downtown areas, and areas where the public is out in large numbers. And many times they're on public property and not private property. When we come back, street patrol, part one. And we'll be right back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Hey there, Rupert here. You know, it's really tough being a survivor on TV. But it's easy being a survivor in your boat. Just make sure everyone in your tribe is wearing their life jacket. Accidents can happen fast on the water. There's rarely time to reach a stowed life jacket in an emergency. But check these life jackets out. New, comfortable, lightweight, and perfect for any boating or sports activity. Be a survivor. Don't just carry that life jacket. Wear it. Yeah!
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and this station.
Here at Private Officer International, we often talk about the dangers of the security field today. We don't sugarcoat things, and we don't try to sweep things under the rug, nor do we turn our backs and look the other way when we see how security personnel are being deployed in so many different varieties and so many different areas, so many different types of locations, contracts, and clients. While one might say it's much different than it was 50 years ago or 20 years ago, the truth of the matter is exactly what we have been preaching since day one. When Pinkerton and those that were founded along the same lines and the same time, when they first came to be, they were guarding trains. They were chasing after stagecoach robbers. They were deputized. They were searching for people that were wanted by the sheriff's office, and they were protecting a president of the U.S. And along the way, from those beginnings through the 50s and 60s, many security companies had private law enforcement commissions. In my home state of Connecticut and Massachusetts, just over the state line to the north of us, it was not an uncommon thing to see special police officers. And still today, there are many places, many states, that have special police who are sworn law enforcement. What we're seeing today, and in the past 3 years for sure, but 10 to 20 years, and we have seen a slow and now a steady progression to the changes of how security companies are deploying staff. When I came aboard in the early 70s in the private security field, most of our contracts were industrial, access control, a few hospitals, and one very small college campus that never saw a crime. We were only there really for visibility and probably to reduce the insurance premiums, if truth be known. But that's not the case today. The case today is that more and more security companies are deploying security officers in much more high visibility and higher risk areas. Many have to do with street crimes. What are street crimes? We're talking about everyday criminals, burglaries, thefts, larcenies, loitering, drug activity, prostitution, trespassing, shoplifting, robberies, and even homicides, street crimes. Prior to the riots of about 3 years ago, many police departments deployed their own street crime units. Many were unmarked and plain clothes. They were out there looking at these crimes and apprehending the violator, the criminal, who committed most of these street crimes. Whether that was larcenies, burglaries, drug dealing, they were out there because, you know, when you have highly marked police cars and uniforms, it kind of scares people away. I learned long ago when I was a bug man for a short amount of time in my early days that you can spray the heck out of a home or business. You can lay down all kind of chemicals, but you're never going to get the roaches because you're driving them deeper away into the framework of the building. They're not leaving. They're just hiding. And as soon as that chemical wears off a little bit, as soon as that location is not maintained weekly or biweekly or at least monthly, and another layer of spray and bug traps laid, well, guess what happens? Those bugs come right back out. They never leave. They just go into deep, dark hiding. And that's how criminals are. And so with the unmarked and with the plainclothes officers, they were able to catch some of these bad guys doing bad things and locking them up. You can saturate an area with marked units, and that might drive those people committing minor crimes or even major crimes a little further down the block or around the corner or to another area of town, but they're going to come back as soon as the pressure is off. Many areas across the country have begun hiring civilian officers to patrol and respond to non-violent, non-urgent police calls. Austin, Stanford, Denver, Marietta, Houston, and New York City's Brooklyn, a Muslim community patrol is out there on the beat. Community service officers is a profession that's growing. They respond, take reports, direct traffic at accidents, write some parking tickets, unarmed, minimal training, non-commissioned, but they do make a difference. Now we're seeing, in many communities, private security being added to the mix, not to patrol private property, apartments, malls, shopping centers, factories, warehouse, no. They have been added into the mix of patrolling high crime areas. They have been added in the mix to patrol business areas. They have been added in the mix to patrol areas that have high population of drug use, homelessness, and where crime is skyrocketing. Many times, they deploy unarmed security officers. If you read privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com every day, you'll see many of these news stories that we post that show where the industry of private security is headed, not access control, not observe and report, but they're headed into street crime. They're headed into being deployed in areas where there's high rates of violence, murders, robberies, shootings, drug activity. Just recently, Indianapolis announced employing, hiring private security to help protect the city from crime. An area business group started off that whole concept, and then it spread. Security officers patrolling businesses, gas stations, on foot, and in vehicle. Well, I thought that was the job of police, not private security officers. We have talked here in just recent months about how the city of Chicago has employed a private security company, one company, to patrol blocks and blocks and blocks of Chicago to help reduce crime. Now, they say that their main focus is just to be seen, just to make patrols. But they're in marked patrol cars. They've got green revolving or green flashing lights. The Chicago police have been told that these security personnel are to report all suspicious behavior and activity, and that CPD would respond. But in that same press release, it says, due to CPT staff shortages, the community has decided they must protect themselves by hiring private security. How can private security count on the Chicago police to respond immediately if they observe or get themselves into a violent, dangerous situation? numerous business associations, numerous homeowners associations, numerous communities have banded together to hire uniformed, sometimes armed security officers to do what the police are there to do, but can't. In Glenwood Springs, Colorado, the city hired a private contract security company to patrol an area where there was high homelessness, drug activity, loitering. In 2018, police arrested 926 adults. 482 of those self-identified as homeless, which equated to 52% of the department's arrest. Now, private security is on patrol, looking for illegal camping, littering, urination in public, alcohol-related offenses, trespassing, homelessness. Private security in the city of Denver has been used for a number of years to patrol many areas in similar need of high visibility. Albuquerque, they announced a couple of years ago that they too deployed private security companies. What was their job? Well, like in many areas, they were there to be mobile and on foot to keep an eye out for loitering and homelessness, burglaries in parking lots, and even parking infractions. According to Aaron Jones, IPS security president, they have 85 marked patrol units and 100 armed and unarmed security officers available to patrol the city of Albuquerque at any time. He says it keeps them busy. The city of Albuquerque says they need close to 200 police officers just to be at legal staffing, what's required by law. And they're not alone. We know from our own records the number of police departments that are sorely understaffed. Some hundreds and hundreds of officers down. We see it every day. Community after community, city after city, losing police. Not one or two, but hundreds at a time. Who will make up the slack? Who will come to do the officer's job when they can't recruit them? This past year, 2 years actually, several state and county detention centers and state prisons have hired private security to be correction officers because they, too, could not staff their own jail or their own prison. Is this an anomaly? Is this just something that's just going to come and go? No, it's actually going to get worse. It is getting worse every day. We're seeing more and more private security officers with 20 hours, 24 hours, 40 hours of training doing the job of law enforcement. Oh, they're just there to observe and report until they're not. Until someone jumps up in their face and assaults them. Until someone pulls a weapon and that armed security officer is now face-to-face with a lethal situation. In some communities where they have private police, it makes sense. They have law enforcement authority. They can make a legal arrest on any property where they're contracted or employed at. In some jurisdictions, private police officers have arrest authority within the city or town or county. It all depends on the city's statutes and laws and how it's written. I told you about a month ago, conversation right now between some in the security industry is suggesting that private security officers, armed private security officers, be made auxiliary or reserve police officers with arrest authority so that they don't have to wait for the police when they have an incident where someone needs to go to jail. They can make that arrest. And that's what the SPO, the special police officer or private police officer or special deputy programs are all about. It takes the burden away from law enforcement, and it gives these private law enforcement some authority to make arrests and not have to wait an hour or more before police can arrive on scene. For many years, private security has been well involved, deeply involved in street crime and enforcement on private property, mainly apartments, condominiums, gated communities, HUD-type properties, tax-deferred properties, lower-income properties, some private community patrols. But now they're taking it to the street. Now they're going to the public roads, and they're doing a job that is not only quasi-law enforcement, even more so, but now in an area where they probably don't have legal authority. Private security in many states can detain someone, or a private person may arrest someone that sees a crime committed in their view. And so maybe, if something were to happen, that they might be able to respond by making a private person arrest. But 9 times out of 10, these are unarmed security personnel. And I'll give you a situation. In a city not too long ago, private security who was unarmed were hired, they were hired now, to patrol a downtown area and keep homeless from making camps on the sidewalk in front of businesses. It was their job to wake these people up. But when they began moving them out, when they began doing their job on these public streets, these homeless people got smart, and they called the police and said that these security guards were assaulting them, that they were creating a disturbance. They had no authority on the street. They weren't the police. And guess what? The police agreed with them and told them that they would not be able to use force unless it was to protect themselves. Grand Rapids, Michigan, Annapolis, Maryland, Chicago, Lakeland, Florida, Denver, Colorado, Champaign, Illinois, San Francisco, California, Lincoln Park, Illinois, West Hollywood, Minneapolis, Missoula, Montana, Anchorage, Alaska, Buckhead, Bucktown, Beverly Hills, Dallas, Texas, Burlington, Vermont, San Antonio. These are just some of the cities in our country that have hired private security to patrol public streets and public right-of-ways. Columbus, Ohio, Federal Hill, Washington, Oakland, San Juan, Atlanta, Macon, Georgia, Oshawa, Toledo, Birmingham, Mobile, Alabama, Seattle, Bakersfield, California, and more. Roseville, Illinois, New Park, Michigan, and more cities are employing and deploying private security to do law enforcement's job every day. Street crimes, dealing with both those that are low-level crimes as well as those that are violent. When we run into a homeless person on the street, yeah, we feel sorry for them. But sometimes they're wanted for serious crimes, aggravated robbery, even homicides, people who have taken to the street to hide in plain view. In part two next week, we're going to explain the pros and cons of working these type of assignments, both the dangers, the risk, the legalities, and the reasons why it is and is not a good idea for private security to get involved in public law enforcement, street crimes, the security industry's new horizon. Part two next week. That concludes this episode of the Private Officer Beat. Thank you for joining us. Remember, send your email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you have any news that you want to report, officer down, injuries, if you want to nominate someone for an award, if you'd like to sponsor a memorial service, or you'd like to ask a question, we're here 24/7 to serve you. Thanks for being here with us again on the Private Officer Beat Radio. Until the next time, be blessed, be safe, and of course, we will definitely be seeing you again here on the radio. Street Patrol. Private officers. On foot. Mobile patrols. Crowd control. Responding to crimes in progress in big cities and small towns alike. Enforcing the rules, the laws, and everything in between. Street Patrol, private security's new horizon.